are listening to The Cut Spot, conversations with barbers, discussing all things barbering in Trinidad and Tobago for beginners and professionals alike. From the latest news and tools to top tips, cuts, and trims, you'll find it here at The Cut Spot, the hotspot for barbers.
And now here's your host, Antonio Figueroa.
Welcome everybody to episode 3 of The Cut Spot, the podcast for barbers, the hotspot for barbers. So today we have our guest host today. This is Nikima Straker. Nikima, say hello.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you. So this episode here is the first episode that we'll be simultaneously releasing on YouTube as well as the podcast platform for our listeners. All right, because some people prefer the podcast only, some people prefer the YouTube so that they get to see our pretty faces now. All right, so we're giving them the best of both worlds. All right, so Nikima, tell me a little bit about your brand for those listening or watching who wouldn't be familiar.
All right, so I am Nikima. I am the head formulator at Opulence by Nikima. We are a luxury, handmade hair and skincare brand specifically for men. Mm-hmm. So what we do, we offer them grooming products for their beards, their skin and their hair.
Mm-hmm. So isn't that a separate set of products for the beards and the hair? Or could the same products be used for both?
It's separate. We have the beard oil, the beard balm, the beard wash, the rollers for the beard, mm-hmm. and then we have a hair oil and a scalp roller for the hair, and we have body butter for your skin so mm-hmm. far.
All right, that's excellent. So now the reason why it is we pulled you in on the podcast is because you are somewhat an expert in beards and beard growth in particular, right? So this episode or this podcast in general is targeted towards barbers and is an educational platform for barbers, right? So as barbers, obviously, we have a lot of clients who have big beards or even trying to grow a beard. So we brought on you to teach these barbers now how to grow a beard and how to advise their clients how to grow and maintain a beard. So that's what this episode will be covering today. Yes?
All right, sure.
Yeah. But also this topic is a bit timely as well. And because we chose to do this now and re-releasing this episode, hopefully we release it properly on November the 1st for the first day mm-hmm. of No Shave November. Right, you know, that is becoming a popular hashtag, trending topic every November. So thought it timely to let's discuss beards for this month. All right. On my own though, I did a little quick Google search to find out about the history of the No Shave November. So I'm gonna pull up the websites here and just read it so that our listeners or viewers could learn a little bit today, right? So I'm on noshave.org here. And it says, No Shave November is a month-long journey during which participants forego shaving and grooming in order to evoke conversation and raise cancer awareness. So I went a bit further, and then I went to an article here on nationaltoday.com to find out about the history of No Shave November. So I want to read that real quickly before we move along, okay? It says here, No Shave, you can still see my video, right?
Yes, I'm seeing you clearly.
All right, good. So it says here, No Shave November was created in 2009, 2 years after the passing of Matthew Hill, who struggled with colorectal cancer during the month of November in 2007. He and his family had already adopted the practice of not shaving during the month of November and donating the expenses typically used on razors and shaving cream to charities that support research into illnesses such as prostate, testicular, and colorectal cancer, among others. The idea of using facial hair to create awareness during November started in 2003 in Australia with a group of friends who coined the term Movember. That's Movember with an M. in reference
Right.
to how they will be growing out their mustaches and collecting money for men's health charities during that month. The Movember Foundation and No Shave November are two separate entities, but they are both supporting and call for the same thing. Stop shaving during the month of November to spread awareness and donate to these types of charities. So I'll be honest with you. Before I started to do this little Google search to find out about this, I always thought No Shave November was just a nice hashtag, nice catchy phrase, and people were just jumping on the trend. I really didn't know that there was a purpose much bigger than a trend, a social media trend, you know? So I was really happy to...
What I vaguely knew is that you weren't shaving and donating the money that you would have spent to take a haircut or a shave to charity, but I wasn't sure which type of charity it was.
So, well, we're here in Trinidad and Tobago, right? And we are helping barbers. So we don't want to encourage people to not take a haircut. At least go by a barber, take a haircut. But say if it is you want to participate in the cause for the No Shave November, then tell them, hey, you ain't shaving this month. Your haircut or your shave price would have been a little cheaper. You could donate that money to our local NGO, which is the Cancer Society, right? So
yeah.
If you just Google Trinidad and Tobago Cancer Society, they're in Dundonald Street in Port of Spain. I'm sure they'll be happy for the donation. And just for those listening as well, I'm going to call out their phone number here. I see they have it on Google as 226-1221. For our international listeners, because this podcast reach far and wide, you'll be surprised. I'll call out the country someday. The phone number would be, the full international phone number would be 1-868-226-1221. If you want to donate to the Cancer Society during No Shave November. All right. So let's move on from that. That was nice bit of information there, right? So I would have given you some questions before this recording here. And one of the questions I wanted to know, because this is just out of my curiosity.
Right, where did it... just like general curiosity.
Just general, because I mean, it's not common to see a woman specializing in beard products. Well, or being that go-to person for beds, you know? So I was real curious to find out, where did your passion for beds come from? That is me. I want to know that. And I'm sure everybody is listening will be happy that I asked that.
Let's see how I could put this, right? So I had... Well, I have a business apart from this. My first business, I do t-shirt printing and branding for small companies and small businesses and so on, right? And during the pandemic, I still had a lot of business coming in. One of my clients, they actually own a business similar to what I do now, my product business. And I decided that I'll take some of their products and push it to my male clients, right? And when I asked for feedback, they didn't like it. I asked them, okay, so what about the products didn't you like? And they outlined their issues with the scent, the feel, and all those things that it weren't really working for them.
Yeah.
So one of my clients jokingly said, Nakima, I sure you could do a better job than that. And I was like, you know what? Let me take a look at, let me see. So I decided to go and do all my research. I went up on Google. I checked this website. I checked that website. And then I decided, you know what? Let me go into Port of Spain and buy some ingredients. I went crazy buying the ingredients. I made some oils and I gave out samples. And of course, the samples had to be like very small bottles, you know? And then after I gave out the samples, my partner asked me, he was like, okay, so you know, what you're going to do with all these ingredients. And I was like, well, you have to use them because I don't know what else to do with it. And then he was like, well, Nakima, I can't use all of these, so you might as well start a business. And I was like, you know what? You might be right.
Yeah.
So fast forward, a year later from that, I officially launched Appellant by Nakima in 2021. But all of the research and everything was happening at least 1 year prior to that.
Yeah. So when I first saw your stuff come up, it was on Facebook. And what I remember seeing at the time was a lot of different people with beards, men, talking about the how good the product worked for them and showing how much how much growth and volume and you know, just a much healthier beard. So I myself don't have any big beard or anything like that. But to see people talking about such a successful product, I remembered it. So that's why when it is I needed somebody or an expert in beards for us to come and let's talk about this thing, you were the first person at the top of the list that I could think of who I would say the results speak for themselves, whereby it's not you speaking about your products, but it's your customers giving the positive reviews. Because a fisherman will say anything about his fish to get itself. But it's when other people say, hey,
that's true.
Right? When other people say this product is good, then you have to start to pay attention and listen. All right. So I'm really glad for that little insight there. So let's move on. Another one of the questions I would have sent you, now that I'm looking at it, is a very vague question. It's not really the best question, but I'm gonna ask it anyway. How have you been able to help men grow beards? Yeah, not the best question, but it's there. Let's get into it.
Yeah. Okay, so very simply put, I would say through advice and providing them with products. Now, as you mentioned before, a fisherman would say anything to get his fish sold, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, any one of my customers would tell you, or even persons who reached out to me but have not purchased, and they say, you know, this is the issue I'm having with my beard.
Mm-hmm.
What do you recommend? The first thing I will ask you is, what is your beard routine like?
Right.
So based on that, I would be able to recommend, okay, maybe you should try this, you should try that, you should put these two together, you should try this for a period of time and then jump onto this. And so it goes, because everybody's journey is different.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to say, okay, so you have an itchy beard, take this beard roller. This is my most expensive product. Try the beard roller.
Right.
You have your beard falling out. Okay, try the beard roller.
Yeah.
Your house patterns. Okay, try the beard roller. It's not like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's not a one based size fits on, all.
Yeah, based on where you are at in your beard routine, I give you recommendations and I recommend products. I give you all of the information and it's up to you to decide, you know, if you want to move forward or not. And so far, everybody who has moved forward, they've been getting great results.
So what I think would be helpful to our listeners now here is if you were to just give like a general idea of what a good beard routine looks like. Let's say there's no problems or anything, but it's just, you know, you want to start. Where do they start and what does a good beard routine look like?
A good beard routine doesn't have, what I would say is, what I've noticed is that men like simplicity. They don't want 40 million different steps to go through. They just want, if they could get a 72-in-1 product,
that
would work, they would be good with that. But a simple routine is something as simple as you can wash your beard at least once a week.
Mm-hmm.
You use your beard oil twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
And you can use your beard balm once per day. So that's three products.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can bump up your routine when you use tools like your beard comb and your beard brush.
All right. So let's talk about the differences in the beard oil and the beard balm. Because I could tell you a lot of customers don't know, or my customers they don't know
right.
when to use which one, like
which.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what would you advise? Because this would be advice for barbers to advise their clients as well too.
Right. So the beard oil is literally like a go-to product for anybody mm-hmm. wanting to grow or maintain a beard. It's an oil, it's liquid form. It's strictly oils. Well, my beard oil is strictly oils.
Mm-hmm.
And you use it to moisturize your beard, give it a nice shine, and keep it soft.
Right.
Right? The beard balm is more of like a solid product.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Mine has a little bit of beeswax in it, so it will give you a little bit of structure when you apply it on your beard. It
yeah.
conditions it. I added vitamin D in it to help give you that nutrient, especially on your chin vitamin area to keep it healthy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it tames your split ends. It reduces your split ends mm-hmm. and it tames your frizziness from having your beard.
Yeah.
Like whiskers.
That is one of the things I noticed that the beard balm would do. It will keep it tamed and prevent it from blowing all
yes.
over the wind and getting
yes.
all frizzy. So, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
I already knew that, but I wanted to hear it from you. I wanted to get the list to hear it from you.
So, especially yeah. if you go to the office daily and you are not too happy with how your beard looks, beard balm.
Yeah.
Especially if you in an AC environment, your beard could get really dry really quickly. Beard balm.
Yeah, that is true.
If you're going out on a nice little date or a nice little function, you want to look clean and crisp, beard balm.
Beard balm. So
like an edge control for your beard.
Well, look at that. So one of the things, before we move on, a question that I get asked a lot of my clients, right?
Right.
How to grow a beard? Because not everybody was blessed with that nice full beard, and most of us have some patches to some extent, right? And
yeah.
you try almost everything under the sun to fill in the patchy areas,
mm-hmm.
and it seems almost hopeless. Is it really? I don't know. So is there any hope for these fellas, including myself, with some patchy beards? Because I have some patches right here, right in this little area that I wish could grow out and
connect.
That full. Yeah. Because fellas, we like to have it mark all around and connect and thing, but so it goes. So is there any hope, Nikima?
The simple answer is yes.
Okay. I could breathe.
The simple answer is yes, there is hope.
Mm-hmm.
But where the results would come from, consistency in doing what you're supposed to do to get the results that you need.
We fellas does follow fast,
Yeah, because a lot of guys expect like a one-hit wonder, like a wave a magic wand and poof, you wake up with this big, nice, fluffy beard, regrows tight. Thing happening and
exactly
no, that's not how it works. You have to be, now your hair typically grows like a half inch every month or so,
mm-hmm.
so you have to be consistent. A lot of guys expect this one hit wonder, this magic show happening. You just wave a wand and poof, you wake up with this big, fluffy, nice Rick Ross type beard, and
right.
that is literally no. Let's manage some expectations here, right? Your beard grows about a half inch every month or so.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be consistent with your routine. You have to be consistent with your products. Now, what our products do is just create the ideal environment. An ideal environment for your hair to grow.
Okay, I get
that. You have to be consistent. We just
yeah,
it's like you're growing a plant, right? You give it all the nutrients, all the watering, all the sunlight, and everything, and that will determine how it grows. It's the same thing. Our products, you just give it the right products. You treat it right. You wash it when it needs to wash. You trim it when it needs to trim, and watch it flourish.
Right. So after, once you give it the best chance to grow, then it's up to your genetics to do the rest. Right. Am I correct in saying that?
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I
mean, but
yeah.
But
what's the but?
Not just genetics. So we also play a part in it, our diets, and what we expose ourselves to in the environment as well.
Mm.
So that would
expand
in
that
hand with the genetics
more.
And the product.
Expand on that a little bit more, let me understand what you mean. Like, give an examples of what a healthy diet for a good beard would look like, or some of the things in the environment that would be harmful to growth.
A good diet, you have to make sure you are getting the right nutrients and vitamins that will promote hair growth, like vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C, folic acid, like literally all the vitamins, vitamin B especially. No alcohol or very little alcohol. Go easy on the processed foods. And you know how we do it every weekend or almost every weekend. We might take a drink after work, or we might go online with some friends. We fecting, carnival coming up, you know, all these things. And then in the environment, we have pollution.
Right, yes, yeah.
We have the sunlight, the being exposed to sun excessively, especially, and then even our lifestyle as well. Like if we go to the gym a lot, we sweat a lot. Mm. And we don't wash our beards. We have all this sweat and dirt and oil on our skin. All of this prevents a decent beard growth, right? And then we have the jobs that stress us out.
So, well, that's another factor. So
that's
what about like the Sahara? That's something that seems to come obviously so often. Would that sort of collect in your beard and hinder the ideal environment, as you're saying? So you would need to wash that.
Yeah.
Probably more often than once a week,
Yes, but the minimum is once a week.
Right.
You will have to bump it up based on your lifestyle. So if you're if you are a gym shark and you sweat a lot, 2 to 3 times a week.
Yeah.
Every day if you have to. But you see, the thing is with our beard wash, you can wash it every single day because it is gentle enough.
Mm-hmm.
To wash your beard every single day without stripping it of all the natural oils and stuff that you need.
So the next topic we're touching on here are some of the tools that are available to help in that beard maintenance, so the beard growth. What are some of the tools that are available from your brand in particular?
All right. Well, I always recommend 3 tools for the beard growth and the beard maintenance process, right? The first tool that I would recommend, strongly suggest, advise, everything of that sort, is a wooden beard comb.
A wooden beard comb?
Not,
why is that?
Not plastic. Please, not plastic, not metal, not the Afropix or anything, a wooden beard comb. So here's why. Our hair is negatively charged, and the plastic and the metal is positively charged, and you know, opposites attract, right?
Yeah.
So every single time you go to detangle your beard, your comb through whatever, the comb will stick to the hair, and you'll always get that snagging, that pulling, your hair breaking, causing split ends, it will dry out everything, right? So to avoid all of that, throw away the plastic comb, throw away the Afropix, and get a wooden beard comb. Barbers,
please, stop
combing out your client's beard with plastic.
Look how you go and turn up the place here now. Everybody using plastic.
Please.
Okay, all right. So this is some good information here. So tool number two, what's tool number two?
Okay, so the second tool I would recommend is a beard brush, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not a shoe brush, not a scrubbing brush, not a nail brush, not a hair brush, not even a toothbrush, right?
Okay.
I would recommend a beard brush. The difference is with a beard brush, the bristles are significantly softer. Mm. So when you are grooming your beard, there is nothing too abrasive to scratch or damage your skin or to tear your skin or anything like that. Some people have really, really sensitive skin, and that's irritation. Some people have dry skin, and that could contribute to beard dandruff and flaking and all of that. And that in turn leads to, you know, the ingrown hairs and, you know, the white snowflake beard and all of that junk. So let's not damage anything.
Look at that, because that was one of the things I was supposed to ask you about, eh? About those the beard dandruff and all kind of thing, because it's quite a common thing. But look at something as simple as using the brush could contribute to that.
And you know, some guys have a habit of just picking up their brush and they
brush. If I brush your hair with, you do so one time with the same brush. That is how it goes down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I hit them on an eyebrow.
So it might actually be.
Yeah.
It might actually be better if you use a bare brush and you go here and then you go here one time.
Right.
And not a hairbrush and you go here and then you go here one time.
Yeah. Wow.
Right?
The second
reason why I recommend beard brush is because it acts as a stimulation tool for your beard. It comes like it's massaging your beard and it promotes blood flow to the area.
Right, to the hair follicle.
When you have blood flowing to the area, that's nutrients, that's fresh oxygen and everything that you would need to promote a healthy growth in your beard.
Wow, simply from switching the brush.
And then, of course, it will tame your flyaways and help distribute products and all of that extra stuff.
Wow. And then the third tool now you mentioned was the third one.
The third tool is my absolute favorite. It's the beard roller.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where the hope comes in for the guys with the scanty areas, the sparse cheeks, the little patch hair, and there, right? So it does actually work, but you have to know how to use it and which one to use. Now, the beard roller is like a derma roller, which is, I'm sorry, I don't have one here to show you.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine you have a shaver, like a Gillette shaver, and the head of it is circular.
Yeah.
And there are 540 micro titanium needles on the head, right?
Yeah.
So what you would do on your beard is you would roll it vertically, that's up and down. Then you would roll it horizontally, left to right. Then you would do diagonal, so like top left to bottom right. And then top right to bottom left, so you'll go diagonally in the other direction. Right, you'll do this maybe like 6 to 8 times or in each direction. And the reason you want to do it in each direction is so you can have even growth in your beard. Right? And what happens when you roll the beard roller on your face is you are actually puncturing your skin. Now, I do want to mention that it is not painful, but you will get some slight irritation, of course, because you're breaking your skin. Right? So I don't know if you ever noticed, like when you scratch your skin or you get a scrape somewhere, after a couple of minutes, it will turn red, right?
Yeah.
And that is because blood is rushed to the area because your brain sends your body into recovery mode.
Right.
So when that happens on your face, your brain sends your body into recovery mode, fresh blood goes to the area, fresh oxygen, nutrients, and everything that is needed for healthy hair growth goes to the area that it needs to go to, which would be your cheeks and the sparse areas and everything, right? But what I do want to make mention is not every beard roller is for your beard. So there are different sizes in the needles.
Definitely.
So you have to pay attention to what people are selling you on this internet, right?
So what depth would you recommend?
The needle size for your beard is 0.5 millimeters.
Right, 0.5.
We have people selling 1 millimeter, which will be a little too much for the skin on your face. And then some people are selling 1.5, which is way too much for your face. That would be for your skin.
So I have a little experience with these beard rollers where about a year or so ago, I would have tested it. I didn't believe in it at all, right? But I received one. I said, hey, I'm going to try this thing for 2 weeks. And I used it in these little areas right around my lips here where I don't have anything. And it came with a beard oil too. I can't remember the name of it. But the instructions were to use the derma roller twice a day, I think it was, morning and evening. Yeah, I think so. I can't remember. Maybe I'm wrong because you're giving me a watch the other day. Maybe I just gave wrong information. But anyhow, I can't remember the exact instructions, but I know I used it every day for about 2 weeks until I got fed up of it, right? Because you know how we men not consistent.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, I got 3 grains right here. So I can tell you for a fact that instruction, what you just said about the roller, it is true. Because if I could get 3 little grains here in the areas that I were using it, I always wondered what if I had continued it. Maybe I would have eventually fallen out my beard. You know, but I never did. I just had, I get 3 grains and that was it. Nothing else.
All right. So you literally just gave me anxiety for all of like that.
Yeah.
So using your beard roller twice a day? No, don't do that.
Okay.
I would recommend starting once a week until you can determine how tolerant your skin is of pain. Because remember, you're breaking your skin.
Yeah.
Your skin is not going to heal with between this morning and this evening. And then you're going back in to break it again. So if you cannot continue, you might have had scabs all over your face.
Right. It's a good thing I stopped then.
Yeah. So I would recommend once a week to start and then maybe every 5 days or so. I would not recommend shorter time frames because you have to give your face time to heal.
Right. The other thing I would add to that as well too is when using the beard rollers, make sure and sanitize it.
Yes, I was getting to that point just to walk you through how you're supposed to incorporate the use of the beard rollers. So if you're using products with it like the beard oil, mine come with instructions of exactly what to do, right? Yeah. So the first thing you will do is sanitize, of course, your beard roller with 70% alcohol, not 99% alcohol, right? 99% alcohol will evaporate way too quickly. So you need something with less alcohol to stay on the needles longer to get rid of the bacteria, right? 70% alcohol, you sanitize that. What happens, you're supposed to do this on a clean beard also. You'll wash your beard, comb through brush if you need, put on your oil, and the last thing you'll do is puncture your skin with the beard roller.
Right.
You don't want to puncture first and then go in and rub products on it because your fingers will have bacteria and all of that. And then you'll be putting that into the freshly cut skin. Face.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So that is the correct order.
Yes. So you could put it in the solution to sanitize. And while that is happening, then you prep your beard. You use the roller, let it air dry, of course. Use the roller, sanitize it, and put it away. Change it every 3 months.
Right. And what is the reason for that? For having it changed every 3 months?
The hygiene. The same reason you change your toothbrush.
True. All right. So we're going to be wrapping up soon. I wanted you to touch on something you would have posted recently on your Instagram. I thought there were some good tips here, and I feel like we should probably just run through it and just give me your opinion of it here for our listeners, right? So the post I'm referring to is the 7 habits that might be stopping your beard growth, right? So we're going to mention it here real quickly. Yeah. So the first one is not brushing.
Yeah, it's right.
Often. So what's your take on that one? Not brushing often.
Not brushing often is simply because you want to always be stimulating blood flow in the area.
All right.
Right? You always want to be grooming your beard. You know, all of this would make sense if it is the barbers and even the clients are familiar with how the beard growth cycle works.
All right. Tell us about that.
Okay, so it's without getting too sciencey, we have three stages in the beard growth cycle, right? The first stage is the anagen stage, that is the growth stage. That is typically between 2 to 6 years. So more or less, you're always in the growth stage, right? So what happens is you have your hair follicles, and in the root of your hair follicles, you have cells that constantly dividing and pushing hair strands through. You know, that's the growth, the little half inch every month or so. That's the growth stage happening, right? The second stage is the catagen stage. That is like the transition stage. It's very short. It's like 2 to 3 weeks. And what happens is the hair strands separate from the hair follicles, and it just stays in your face, right? So it's just there. And the last stage is the telogen stage. That is the resting phase. It's also very short. It's like 2 to 4 months. And it's basically the hair strands just resting on your face. And this is what we groom as beards, right? So this 2 to 4 month period is where we applying all the products and all of these things. And since your beard is always in the growth stage, the new hair strands that are coming out are pushing the resting strands out, and then you'll have natural shedding. So your hair is going to fall off, right? But the good thing is, not all of your hair strands are in the same stage at the same time. And it's only less than 10% of your beard will be shedding at any naturally shedding at any one point in time. So seeing that the hair cycle stage 3 is so short, 2 to 4 months, we want to make sure that we are doing all that we can to keep them true as long as we can. So that's why we'll create the ideal environment for it to thrive. So we won't be using the combs to pull out the strands that we're trying to keep and, you know, end up with patches and dryness and all of that. We're not using the shampoo. Okay, that'll be in one of the 7 steps. Okay, so now that we have this cycle down, let's go through the steps and I'll
All
just
right,
tie it back in.
yes. All right, so the next one is trimming too often. That might be hindering growth.
Yeah, some guys believe that, you know, if you cut your beard, it will grow out faster.
I was one of those guys who believed that. It's a myth.
That's not true. That's a myth, right? There's nothing that you can do to make your hair grow faster. What you can, I mean, your hair will grow as fast as your hair will grow. There's nothing you can do about that, right? But what you can do is maintain the growth of your hair and keep the growth for as long as possible through maintenance, right? So if you have proper practices, like you're using your right tools and so on, you'll maintain the growth and you'll see it, and it would look like it's growing faster. But all you're just doing is, you know, keeping your hair on your face, basically. So if you go and you trim every week or so, you're cutting off more hair than what is actually growing.
So then that makes sense because then now you're not giving it a chance
Exactly.
to catch properly then. Like you're cutting
Exactly.
it prematurely. All right. So the third point we have here, I think we covered this one already, though, was poor diet. So we already covered that earlier.
Yes.
So we
Yeah,
just
we did.
pass that one. Number four is using shampoo. All right. Why is that a point here for hindering growth?
Okay, so
We're
shampoo for
speaking
your head.
about hair shampoo for your
Yeah.
head. Right, yeah.
Shampoo for your head is too harsh for facial hair. So I know for a fact that everybody listening has washed their hair before and experienced dryness, where they feel like, you know what, let me just put in some conditioner to soften this up a little bit. That is what you're doing to your beard when
You're
you put the
trying it out.
shampoo in. You are drying out, you're getting it clean, but it will be squeaky clean to the point where it's coarse. So a dry beard will be coarse hair, and then you're going back in with your plastic comb.
You see that as soon as I pick up my glass of water to drink, I just spit all over this laptop here.
You're going back in with a plastic comb, you're not using your products consistently, and it's just a whole mess. And then it's beard dandruff, and it's dry skin, and it's ingrown hairs, and that wouldn't be cute at all.
So could you use beard shampoo on your hair, on your head,
You can.
but
You
not vice
definitely
versa?
can.
Not the other way around. All right.
Not definitely not the other way around. Not body wash either.
You know, there
Not
are a lot
squeezing.
of products branded as hair, beard, and body wash. You know what I'm talking
Yes.
about? Yeah. Well, this
Yes.
will be some news for them today. All right.
Yes.
So the point number five is not washing your beard. Well, we touched on that already, you know. For
Yeah, with the amount of stuff that will remain in your beard, and you'll just be applying products to the dirt and oil and debris and not actually on the beard itself.
Correct, correct. So the next point is using a plastic comb, which yes, we touched on that already. And then number seven is not having a proper beard, not having a proper routine. You know,
Yes.
we did already touch on that as well too. So I'm glad
Yes,
to
we
know
did.
that we covered it. And to wrap up here today, one of the things that I wanted to mention is a little theory that I would have jokingly mentioned to you, right? Which I don't know if this is not fact, this is just a little theory I have.
Right.
Why women love men with full beards, right? So you ready? This is my theory. So as a child, a young girl, right,
Right.
in a normal healthy relationship with her parents, her father would have had beard, right? And
Okay.
I got this theory because I also have daughters. I have three daughters, right?
Right.
So when you go to kiss them in a loving embrace, that's nice, warm feelings, and they feel that beard, right? So then the mental association happens where the warm lovingness from dad is also associated with that scratchy beard or that feeling of the beard rubbing against your cheek. And you would have had that mental association growing up. So even as an adult now, you find that
Right.
that triggers that nice loving feeling in you. So you love that full beard, you know? That's just my little theory. You know? I was speaking to my wife the other day, and she was saying that
Right.
some women also see having a beard, you know, as just being a manly thing because it's natural for a man, for most men, to have some beard, have some sort of beard. So I guess some people just attracted to that fullness as well, if that is just your type, that is what you like, you know?
Right.
So that is my little theory. What do you think about that? You think that there's any fact to
For me personally, no.
that?
And to be very honest, I am very neutral when it comes to whether a guy has a beard or not. It's only as I've had the business, I've found myself really staring at guys with beards.
Any business here that you'll do that?
Because I'm thinking, if I see somebody with a full beard, I'll be like, wow, I wonder, how that would feel if I just put this beard oil in that. And then if I see somebody with a not so great beard, I'll be like, that would be an interesting project to work on. And I just like look in. But it does give guys a more mature, masculine look, as they
Yeah,
would say.
of course.
But my only thing is just groom the thing, just groom the beard.
So I guess we could wrap up here now. To conclude, let's tell our listeners how they could find you and find your products to purchase from you. Yeah, just tell them how they could find you and get in contact.
All right, so boom. You can find me on Instagram as opulence.bn. So it's OPULENCE dot BN. And on Facebook, it's Opulence by Nakima. To get my products, I have a website. It is linked to my Facebook page. And if you click the link in my bio on Instagram, you will find it there as well. Go up on the website. Browse, add to cart, check out, and we'll deliver to you.
I want to also add that I'm guessing the quickest way to get your products would be to simply go on the website and order directly instead of
Yes.
getting in contact with you first. Because that is something that I think we in Trinidad are a little bit slow to adopt, where people have been used to messaging, do you have this in stock? Do you have this in stock? But if you just go on a website, you'll see it in stock. You add to
You'll see it.
cart, you don't need to message or DM and wait for a response. Because you're probably not going to respond over the weekend or on holidays or outside of working
I
hours.
try my best to be available, whether it's weekend or holidays or so. And I do to this day get a lot of DMs asking about products, and I still end up directing them to the website.
Correct.
But I guess they love that one-on-one communication, so I will make myself available for conversation just to clarify any questions that they might have and then
Of
guide them
course.
onto the website.
Of course, of course. All right, so that'll wrap it up for today. And be sure to follow for all of our listeners. Thank you for listening. And be sure to follow the CutSpot podcast on all podcast platforms. This one will also be on YouTube under the CutSpot channel. And follow me on social media, Cuts by Antonio. All right, everybody, take care. Look out for episode 4. Bye-bye.
All right, guys, have a great one. Bye.